The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Right, and here he is, Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. What's your favourite ABBA song, John?
Well, actually, the Winner Takes It All is a great song, I have to say. And I know we were just talking about it off-air there, but it is. And certainly, I might tune into some of those programmes on BBC Two tomorrow evening just to catch the 50th anniversary. It's certainly a very iconic band, that's for sure, you know.
Indeed, 50 years, hard to imagine. Mm. If you were down, if you were around at the time watching the Eurovision and then to see this... group that were dressed differently, sort of, which was started a trend in Eurovision and then had such an amazing song. Anyway, more about ABBA maybe later on. In the meantime, serious matters within the county, and that is matters being addressed by the Garda Síochána. So what's in the news this particular week, John?
Well, I suppose I wanted to mention, and you did touch on it yourself, Declan, the yellow weather warning in relation to road safety around the county tomorrow. And sometimes I think maybe we underplay the significance of the weather warnings, and particularly their impact on road safety. So a yellow weather warning, the possible impacts of that are fallen trees, difficult travel conditions, debris, loose objects displaced, coastal flooding or wave overtopping. And the weather wind warning, the yellow warning associated with Storm Kathleen tomorrow, that comes into play at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. And it lasts till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So just to let people think, look, they are the impacts of a yellow weather warning. It's a serious warning. And you should ask yourself, if you are due to make a journey by road tomorrow around the county, is it necessary? And can you delay your journey until maybe the conditions improve or the road weather improves? And look, you know, if it's unavoidable that you have to make a journey, just do be prepared. Drive with caution and expect the unexpected. And remember, it's going to take you longer to stop your vehicle, your car, on slow roads or on wet roads, I should say. So slow down and give additional room to pedestrians, especially, and cyclists who are going to be, I suppose, extra affected or additionally affected by high winds. So just wanted to, I suppose, just get that message out there that a yellow road warning is significant. It is going to impact driving conditions tomorrow around the county. Just be aware of what it is and drive to the conditions and be prepared for the unexpected, if you can be.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's all day tomorrow, is it?
So it comes into effect at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's Saturday, 6th of April, and it lasts until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And of course, you should keep an eye on met.ie because these things are liable to change and subject to change. And it is actually an orange level of warning in the south of the country. And it may be upgraded as the storm tracks over the country. So do keep an eye on met.ie so we know what the conditions are, particularly if you have a journey planned or around the county or a longer journey planned, you may want to postpone your journey until things are calmer.
Okay. A few things in the news. This investment fraud, a lot of, unfortunately, these scammers being successful.
Yeah, they are being very successful, Declan, and we've had a number of people lose significant amounts of money. So January this year, a man in his 70s, based in this part of the country, lost €190,000. He thought that he had invested in a legitimate investment fund in Britain, and was investing in a legitimate British company, but it was all a scam. So they sniffed amount of money. Another man in his 40s last May clicked on a social media link, again advertising investment opportunities. He entered his contact details on the link, and then he thought he was engaging with a reputable financial institution, and again he was defrauded of a very sizable sum of money, €100,000. And there is the list goes on and on. And again, another woman in her 60s saw an advert, social media, and it was in relation to cryptocurrency, and she was defrauded of €50,000. So significant amounts of money, Declan. And I suppose, more importantly, between January 2020 and January this year, we've had nearly 1,000 people, 965 people have reported instances of investment fraud. And we know that it is increasing. Double the number of victims have reported the crime in the first 2 months of this year alone. So it is increasing significantly. And unfortunately, it's the likes of yourself and myself. Men are the predominant victims of this type of fraud, and this type of crime. In particular, 69% of the victims are men.
So we get hoodwinked into collaborating with the scammer by giving details away. Is that
absolutely
the thing?
Yeah. So by clicking on links, giving away personal information, and giving, you know, and I suppose to be fair, a lot of the time the scammers are that they are quite convincing, and you genuinely think you're investing in something reputable. But obviously, the advice is do not invest, you know, on the spur of the moment. If you're in a lucky position to be able to invest money, do get reliable financial and legal advice. Talk to your financial advisor. Obviously, check out the regular status of any companies on the Central Bank of Ireland's webpage. That's a bit good. And I would be very suspicious, and I would go so far as to say ignore unsolicited approaches or you know, through email, through social media, or indeed cold calls to your phone about investments. Be extremely suspicious about those. And again, always verify any information, and don't click on any links and give away personal information, because as we've said there, just there, that's how unfortunately these people have been hoodwinked.
Right, so basically they see something on social media, it looks good, so basically I'll invest and I'll put a load of money in. They're very plausible and convincing, and then I end up losing.
Yeah, that's it. And as we've heard there, you can end up quite significant amounts of money, and I suppose that's the thing about them, is they can be very... very enticing opportunities. You think they're legitimate. Perhaps you've had a windfall, you have money to invest, and in the spur of the moment, you click on the link, and unfortunately, you're losing all the money. So don't invest until you get reliable financial advice from someone that you know and trust. And there's plenty of reliable advisors based in County Wicklow.
And the debate around Garda body cams, and Simon Harris has been brought into that discussion, and I'm not sure I don't want to quote him out of turn, so I won't, but what's the general talk about body cams?
Yeah, well, you're right, there's I suppose an ongoing debate about them at the moment, and there's two sides. There's the side that perhaps they're needed to promote safety of the Gardaí and indeed the public that we serve, and then the other debate is balanced to that against the rights of people, their rights to privacy in particular, and that type of stuff. So at the moment we are looking for people's views in relation to this, Declan. So we are drafting our code of practice for body-worn cameras, okay? And we do want to, as an organisation, hear from people across the county and across the nation, you know, to be part of that discussion, you know. And you can participate, and there is a copy of the proposed code of practice for body cams on the Garda website. That's garda.ie. So and there's also a feedback form there. So if you have thoughts, and you know, and a lot of people do have strong views about this, do take the time to go to garda.ie. You can either fill in the form online, or indeed you can download the feedback form, put a bit of time in, and then email it. There is an email address available, ict/bwc@garda.ie. So it's ict-bwc@garda.ie, but you'll get that information on the Garda website. And look, do be part of the process. Let us know what your feelings are on it, and hopefully then we can get a code of practice and a policy that is acceptable to all parties.
Okay. All right. It's a morning show at East Coast FM. Thank you very much indeed. That is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
See you next week.
The Garda Review on East Coast FM.